Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Crowds have lined this narrow street to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter, some said, leading fools astray. Yet many kneeled to give him praise. And in his eyes, the glimpse of power that sees the hearts of all men. For he knows the Father's heart, and he speaks the Father's mind. For he comes in the name. That narrow street to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give him praise. And in his eyes, that glimpse of power.
Why don't you stand to your feet and let's welcome the servants of God in our midst. God's gift to us. Join me, let's welcome to this moment the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise and welcome.
There is nothing else to do but just depend on you. In the strength of the Lord. the glimpse of power that sees the hearts of all men. For we know the Father's heart and we seek the Father's mind. There is strength in the name of Jesus.
Sunday.
The Father's heart, we speak the Father's mind, for He comes in the name.
You are receiving power. There is strength.
There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Receive power in the name of the Lord. Blessed is He who comes in the name of Jesus.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Let it be louder.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Father,
oh, yes. Yes,
Lord. We ask that you speak to our hearts.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you lift your hands and receive
Yes.
The ability to hear?
Oh, I receive, Jesus.
The ability to receive, which in turn delivers the ability to be transformed. And as your hands are lifted, the Lord is granting you that ability. He said, men ought to pray lifting up holy hands. It's a posture. There are many postures of prayer. One posture is the lifting up of holy hands. That everywhere men ought to pray.
Oh, Jesus.
Lifting up holy hands.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
And I want to ask that the Lord today will speak to you.
Oh, speak to me, Lord. Jesus.
The Lord will grant you grace.
Yes.
The Lord's power will be delivered to you.
Amen.
in amazing ways.
Oh, yes. Ah.
In Jesus' name. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We bless your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
For the last time.
Blessed be the name
of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bandili padaya balada baba. Oh Jesus.
All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you.
All I need is you.
All I need is you,
Lord.
It's you, Lord. All I need is you. It's you, Lord.
It's you, Lord.
It's you, Lord.
All I need is you.
All I need need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Yes, you, Lord. That's this beautiful Sunday morning. Let this experience be beautiful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today is Resurrection Sunday. And we celebrate today because it is the most important day in Christianity. Good Friday is not the most important day in Christianity. Christmas Day is not the most important day in Christianity. They are all important events. Christ had to be born. It's very important. It's very important. In the same way that every other religion's savior or leader was also born. Ours also was born just like them. It's important. But it's not the most important. So when we say Christianity, it's Resurrection Sunday. This is Christian. It starts from today. Every religion's leader also died. Some died from cancer. Some died from stroke. Ours also died on the cross. The way ours died is different. There are meanings to it. Yeah. The cross, how he died. There's so much. That is how we live our Christian lives. Anybody who is in Christ and doesn't know the message of Good Friday is lost. Because our Savior didn't die by a car accident. I said car accident, chariot accident. He could have died from diabetes. He was eating very well, so he didn't have diabetes. A plague. There were plagues there. There were pestilences. The same bacterium that caused the plague existed then. Even the days of the Moses and the Israelites in Egypt, there were plagues. Right. A plague is caused by an organism called Yersinia pestis. Yersinia pestis. That's how we get the word pestilence. Pestilence. Yersinia pestis. Pestilence. A plague is a pestilence. He could have died from a plague. But he didn't die from a plague. He died a special death. The death on the cross. But that's still not the most important day. Today. Every religion can mention their Christmas day, the date of birth. Everybody has that. Every religion can talk about the day their leader or their guru, their maestro or their maharaja died. So we are all the same. But there's no religion that has today. I said, there is no religion that has today. If you remove today, if you pluck it out of Christianity, we are a social group. We are a social group. Mando Sakatabaya. That is why many of you, even the Christian day-to-day life, you can't live it. Yeah. You can't live it. Not because of Good Friday. Good Friday didn't release any power. It was a necessary prelude. The real power in Christianity that makes me possible to break up with my girlfriend. Yeah, the power in Christianity that makes me drop the beer bottle. The power in Christianity that makes me go off the betting website and delete the Aviator app. The power of Christianity. The power. I said the power. That can make me have 200 Ghana cedis. In my data. And not watch pornography. The power. The power. It comes from today. If you meet any Christian who is struggling to live as a Christian, it means that person doesn't have today. Yeah. That's what they will ask you. But somebody died 2,000 years ago. Why are you here struggling in Oyibi and you have connected yourself to somebody who died 2,000 years ago? What nonsense is that? 2,000 years ago, and you are believing such stories. No. When they bring up such a scenario that somebody died 2,000 years ago, so what does it have to do with you here in Oyibi? Say that the connection between that man who died and my life as a carpenter here in Accra, the relationship is 811. 811. The link between Jerusalem Jesus 2024 years ago and my life here as a tailor is 811. Don't scratch your head and say, I've not thought about it all. I have believed nonsense. No. 8:11. Romans 8:11. You must tell them that man who died 2,024 years ago, he resurrected. He resurrected. And there's evidence. Now, that resurrection that happened has a relationship with me, because the resurrection happened because of a spirit. And spirits don't die. And that spirit 2,024 years ago is in me. is in me. Yes. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is also in me. A man is a spirit. He has a soul. And he lives in a body. So my relationship, like they ask, what is your relationship with the president? Oh, the president is my mother's junior brother. There's a connection. I'm now connecting you to the event of Resurrection Sunday. The spirit that caused the body to evaporate is inside of you. 8:11. It is inside of you. Can you sit down? I want to just tell you something. Don't believe anybody who tells you that. How can you see the spirit is in you? Everybody sitting here has a spirit in him. Apart from your human spirit, there are spirits working in us. Some of you, there's a spirit of adultery in you. It's in you. Yeah. Paul talks about the spirit in Colossians of disobedience. Some of you, the spirit in you is a spirit of disobedience. It's a spirit. So you're in the university, you've got money, you are married, you have your car, but there's a spirit of disobedience. Everybody has a spirit. Some of you have got a spirit of humility in you. Some of you have a spirit of sexual perversions. You are a pervert. Pervert. The Greek word for pervert is a very, very interesting word. Doctors understand it. It's called scolios. Scolios. From which we have the word scoliosis. When somebody's spine is scoliosed, when somebody is suffering from a condition called scoliosis of the spine. That's, if I'm looking at you, your spine should be straight. Yes. Then when I look at you this way, then your spine will have some curvatures. Normal curvatures. Lordotic curvatures. But if I look at you this way, your spine is straight. One line. Anything that that is this way, anterior posterior, we are learning frontally. We are learning any condition that makes your spine this is like when you are walking, you are walking. Normally, you should walk straight. But if your spine is scoliosed, and the word, I'm not joking. In the Bible, the word for perverts is the word scolios. You are twisted. Why you should be straight? You are bending towards a man. You are a pervert. Why you should be straight? You are bending towards your daughter's best friend. You are a pervert. You are scoliosed. You've undergone scoliosis. Your soul is scoliosed. You are sitting in church salivating from the thought of having sex with a 7-year-old baby. You are a twisted pervert. And soon, in this world, like now, it's legal for a woman to have sex with a woman. You can marry. Well, I don't think that nonsense is in Ghana now. But one day it will come. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. They can fight it. Right? It's the world we are in. Yeah. Now I can marry him. That's my wife. Say scoliosis. Hi, honey. No, 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 no. There's a car. It's a Nissan. Nissan. They have a car. It's a pickup. It's called Nissan Hard Body. And you watch it. Soon, in this world, there will be laws legalizing sex with babies. Yes. It will start from Europe and America. It always starts from there. You wait. As for gay homosexuality, it's just a matter. Just look at your word. The time hasn't come. It's just soon. Twisted. You are sitting here. You have already proposed to 3 girls. So as we are here, there are 3 girls who believe that you are going to marry them. They don't know themselves. And one of them is in Takwa. Can you sit down? I want to preach. Can you sit down? Our only... All of us are descending to a place called the place of scoliosis. All of us. Your wife's younger sister comes. She's just got a school in the university down the road. She comes to stay with you. You are sleeping with her. You have a child with your wife's younger sister and 2 children with your wife. All of us are headed for a scoliotic life. The only power that can straighten you is a resurrection power that makes you straight like this. Unbendable, unchangeable, firm and stiff. The apostle said, you yourself should tell us whether we should obey you or we should obey God. Daniel said, I will still pray. Kill me, I'll pray. The laws of the world's parliaments are going to be unleashed at you. The only hope of a Christian is resurrection power. If that spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if you can allow it to dwell in you, it will bring life. It will bring real life. Called the abundant life. The life of the Word of God. The world. As for us in this country, we are in a bubble. We are in a bubble. But soon, I'm telling you that soon, that bubble will burst. If you are not strong, if you are not strong, and that strength in Christ is from today. It must dwell in you. Everything is spoiling. Everything is spoiling. It's part of the scoliosis of the earth. The law, there's a law that says that everything, that, or let me say it this way, nothing is allowed to remain as it was originally. Sir, if you can sit down. When you stand, I feel dizzy. Yes. Nothing on earth is allowed to remain as it was originally. It's a law. And we are all subject to that law. The microphone I'm using, when it was bought originally in a box, it wasn't like this. Everything is spoiling. It's called the law of death. Everything is tending towards death. Or the law of degeneration. Everything. Build a new house. 1 week after your new house, it is spoiling. Buy a new car. When you, because you put your foot on the accelerator and you moved it from the dealership, it has changed. Everything is spoiling. Look carefully. The earth we are living on does not allow anything. I'm talking to somebody. It does not allow anything to remain as nice as it was initially. Everything is nice initially. And with time, the law works on it to make sure that this book in 5 years' time doesn't it is some even the white has become brown. Everything is spoiling. The law, I can see your wedding ring. It means you are married, not so? The law of degeneration will never allow your marriage to remain as it was originally. After the wedding, it starts spoiling. Yes. Some divorce on Monday. At least I've heard of two stories. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then they came to inform the pastor the Sunday after the first Sunday. One of them, the pastor, the man told the pastor the Sunday after the wedding. So yesterday was a wedding. Today, he goes to the pastor. He says, I want to have a discussion with you. I've seen something. I can't marry. Everything is falling. Your good son, he will never remain a good son. Never. Never. It doesn't happen on earth. That your daughter will be a virgin when she's 19 years old, it doesn't exist. 19, she's too old. Because the sexiness begins at 12, 13. at 19, your daughter is a virgin, it means another power is at work. All marriages must end by 3 years. 3 years is, I'm exaggerating. 3 years is too long. If you are still married after 5 years, it means another power. Or, if you are with your wife after 5 years and you have not slept with another woman, it means another power. I was introduced. Everything is, it's not only my son who is spoiling. Your son is also spoiling. If your son by 25 years is still a virgin, it means the Sunday resurrection power is working inside him. But it's normal, your son with two testicles, 25 years he has not slept with a girl. Ha! I think you are not interested in the message. So I want to stop preaching and bring a singer to sing. I'm saying that if you want, you see, Jesus told them that Moses told them, it is Moses who brought this instruction, that when you are not happy with your wife, you can go and sign, the King James says, a bill of divorcement. Sign a paper. Once you show them, can I have a paper? Yes. Once you show the paper, I brought my bill. This is our family head. This is the bill. So I went to the high priest. From today, I have nothing to do with him. With her. So you can have your daughter. This is the bill. He said, just say, it is Moses. Can you sit down? It's difficult to sit. He said, it is Moses who brought this thing. But from the beginning, yes, it's called the permissive will. Some of you, even your pastor has allowed you to do what you are doing. So you may think that the wedding he officiated yesterday, he is happy with it, but he's not happy with it. He's not happy with it. You may think he's happy, but he's not happy with it. Because in his heart, he would have wished that you had married better. Because he knows a little about Lucy. But okay, it's called a permissive will. You want to? Fine. This service is a difficult service to preach in. No, I need to go back to my church, honestly. It's too difficult. It's like Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, stubbornness. Suffered you to put away your wives. He allowed it. But from the beginning.
It shouldn't be like that.
So see, that as time goes on, things change. Things change. Things change. I love you so much. So much. I can't eat when I think about you. After 5 years. Why? Everything is spoiled. If you meet anything that hasn't spoiled, it means another power has been deployed. Another power. That is why I'm greatly honored. One of my greatest privileges as a pastor is a privilege to preach the message I'm preaching to you.
Okay. It's a beautiful message.
If you don't listen to this message, you will be sitting in the church, but you've changed.
That's right. You're helping us. You're helping us.
You've changed. Yesterday, as I sat in a wedding, I just said, my pastor officiated my wedding 30 years ago. And today he's officiating my son's wedding.
What a blessing.
What a wedding.
What a blessing.
The same pastor.
The same pastor.
Wow.
What a blessing. What a
wedding. It takes a power.
It takes a power.
And that pastor, he's not a soft pastor. It's not somebody that you just misbehave and he's just there looking at you. No. You can imagine the suffering I've suffered as I stand here.
What a pastor.
But I'm still standing with him. I'm with him. And I'm so blessed. There's a way to live your life that way. Some of you don't know that you are bad. Just look at the person sitting by you. Don't look too. Don't stare. Just, you are looking at a bad person. No. I'll stop preaching. I'm not talking about the person as an unbeliever. Unbeliever, they were all bad. I'm talking about a Christian. Look again. It's a lady pastor. Bad! Bad girl! Yes, Bishop Kobe. Bad girl! Even as a pastor. To remain on course as a pastor, another power must be introduced. Being called Bishop Ose doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a small world that they are hailing you as Bishop. It doesn't mean that. Sit up and live your Christian life well. Christian life, not Bishop life. Not pastor life. We are bad. Why are you bad? Please sit down so that I can finish the preaching. It's difficult to sit down. But you see, when you sit down, then I feel relaxed. Then when I feel relaxed, then I can end the service. Okay, you sit down for 2 minutes. Then you can stand again. I want to explain to you why you are bad. As a born-again Christian, why you are bad. You are bad because as a born-again Christian and as an unbeliever, you have three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. So in the world, the spirit is dark, soul is scoliotic, body, don't go there. Say to your neighbor, don't go there. I'm holding my bill of divorcement. Which from the beginning, God never had this nonsense. But stubbornness. So when you get born again, your spirit lights up. Pure. His spirit with your spirit. That's a new life. Spiritual. You can hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. You pray, you worship, you bless God, you come to church. You are called Reverend. She's called Episcopal Sister. He's called Pastor. He's the choir leader. Spirit. Spirit is pure. He reads his Bible. The Spirit. Say Spirit.
Spirit.
So the difference between a born-again Christian and an unbeliever is in the spirit. Then, as time goes on, because the spirit and the soul have a very, very, very thin border. It takes the word of God to divide asunder the spirit and the soul. As your mind, your will that I'm going to London, I'm going to buy a car, I won't come to church tomorrow, I won't talk to her again. Your will, I'm giving him a watch. I'm buying shoes for him. I'm collecting my gari. My will. The will is from your soul. Oh, you're not interested. I should stop. You see, can I have three boys? Man. I am a man. I am made up of three parts. Spirit. Soul. Body. I'm showing you how they are arranged. Spirit and soul. Lock your hands. Yes. Put your body together. Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, this way. Good. Good. Tight. Aha. Uh-huh. This is spirit and soul. Hebrews 4:12. To divide these two asunder, you need the power of the word of God. The word of God. You need something as sharp. Sharp! The word. Uh-huh. But they are together. The body is here. What is happening to the spirit and the soul? He doesn't even know what is happening. I mean, he doesn't know. Maybe we should send him to Agomedarada. On the same stage, sir, can you go down there? Oh, I'm preaching a message. I won't preach the message I came to preach today.
I've never heard this before.
I'm ending now. When you get born again, the first part of your life that is affected. The Word of God, the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, everything God. But because they are close, a lot of what influences this one influences this. This is mind, will, and emotions. So the more you read the Bible, the more you are in the presence of God, the more you hear God's word. Remember, all those things I'm talking about, they happen here. But as they happen here, because they are close, it affects.
Come on. Come on.
Affects. So after a while, you see that this person, because he's close, he becomes like this. So his mind, as he's standing here, he sees all these ladies as sisters. Sisters. But some time ago, this was meat, potential meat. I'll stop preaching. Your reaction to my preaching, it makes me feel that I'm some unspiritual person. This man, church, oh, he's drinking beer somewhere. But as this one receives the word, it affects him. Soon he's in church. He says, let this mind be in you as it was in Jesus Christ. Have you seen that there's no body here? There's no body. The body is in the valley. Your body is not even aware that you are born again. The will. Before this man experienced God and the Holy Spirit, this man, this will, is very wicked.
Very wicked.
Doesn't forgive. Doesn't pay tithes. Doesn't serve God. Callous. Worldly. But as the Spirit receives. Sometimes it can be as short as 10 minutes. Sometimes it can be as long as 10 years. But it starts. Like the madman of Gadara, when his spirit contacted Jesus Christ, within a few minutes, he was in his right mind. The Bible says that he was clothed. And clothing is a product of the mind. Your mind is what puts the clothes on you, wow, not your body. No one's body dresses itself. You can't hear. I said, no one's body has power to dress itself. These horns on your head. It's your mind that put the horns on you. There are smaller horns there. What you wear, it's your mind that makes you wear. Oh, I should stop preaching. I've got just 10 minutes. It's your mind that makes you wear what you wear. So you must be naked in your mind before you wear naked things. So you say, as the word of God works on the spirit, it changes the mind, and then you start covering up. So you see, a madman without Christ, he was naked. So the more you lack the spirit, the more naked you can appear in town. So when you see, I mean, boys, we don't have much to show. It's the girls. Yes. When you see a girl who has dressed and the upper medial quadrant of the breast has yeeted itself, it is in the mind. Look. Look. Listen. There's a girl here. They are not a girl. A girls. Girls. They can never wear a dress which doesn't have sleeves. I've met a few girls like this. No. You must be sleeveless in your head. In your mind. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying. So the mind, when you're an unbeliever, you used to attend bikini parties. It's bikini in the mind. Bikini parties and your dresses are, I mean, like you are naked. There's some strings. Now they even put plaster on the nipple. That's all. No one's breast, no woman's breast has power to dress itself. It's the mind that decides which part of the breast to show to town. So the word, mind, emotions. Some of you are sitting here, you are not happy that you are in church. You are angry with the brother who put you on the bus. That after church, the way you slap him. It's because obey word. But when you get more, I was also not going to church. I wasn't going to church. But one day, I met a girl. God used her to change my life. And with time, I could see that I was attending not just Sunday, but the 2 weekday services. It's all the word. So the word, spirit, mind, emotions. So when we say somebody is born again, now I'm ending. The person is born again because his spirit. The mind with time gets changed. So Paul told the church in Romans, in Rome, that you are actually changed by the renewing. So, you see, maybe I should stop preaching. It's not interesting to a lot of people. I should, no, let me ask our pastor for his permission. Pastor, should I say the things I'm saying? Okay. Your spirit is not the source of your transformation.
Wow. Hey.
Break it down, sir.
You are born again. Spirit. It starts here. But what has happened here remains here. And nobody sees here. Your mother, your auntie, your wife, your husband, your enemy, your child, your school teacher. No one sees your here. The person we see and interact with is this man.
Oh, come on.
This man, he is not important. He is just a container. If you have a best friend, it's not your best friend's body you are a best friend of. You are a best friend with your best friend's mind. You are your mind. You are your mind. How your mind works is you. Even how you are sitting here, it shows that your mind is a naked mind. Sir, if you will ever interact with me and like me, you will like me because of my mind. Not my body. The body there is last. And I don't want to mention body because it's useless. This thing is, we don't give it more than 1%. This is a good man. He's a very good man. And I mean that he's a good man. Why is he a good man? His mind. He's a good man because of his mind. He's kind. He's humble. He forgives. This is a wicked man. Why is he wicked? If you think I'm joking. Why is he wicked? Both of them are born again. He is as born again as this one. But while this man's mind is renewed, while this man has allowed the word of God, the Holy Ghost, the power of God to renew his mind, this one has not allowed his mind. He's a womanizer. 200%. This man doesn't have a happy marriage. This man has a very nice wife. Interestingly, he is a womanizer. This one, rather, who is in a chaotic marriage, is a very pure man. You are safe with him. Rather, this one with this sweet wife, who should have been the purest, is the one that is a clearing agent. Why? It's not his spirit. His spirit is renewed. His spirit is born again. But he has not allowed the mind to be affected by his spirit. The body is somewhere. The body there, what the mind says it should do. He will ask that, how deep should I go? How deep? So this is a bad man. Why is he bad? Why is he wicked? Why can't this man forgive the sister who insulted? Why has he changed? The mind. So you are changed. Not because of your spirit. You are changed by the renewing of your mind. You allow your spirit to affect your mind. Why should I forgive you? After what you did to me. Why? Give me one reason why this matter should die. But because of the word of God, which enters my spirit, I allow it. That your mind is in your control. You can allow what enters your spirit to affect your mind. And once your mind is affected, your actions are a result of your mind. If I'm walking here, it's my mind. You may think it's my legs, you may even think it's my brain matter, like the corticospinal reflexes. No, it's the mind. Because if the mind is twisted a little, I'll go left. There's a rubbish bin here. This is a rubbish bin. Smelling. Normal mind. If your mind is not correct, I'm dealing with psychiatry. When you are going, afa, then you start removing the mind. If you want to change somebody, change the person's mind. So many of us sitting here are born again. Your spirit is born again. But your mind is not renewed. It's scoliotic. Your mind is twisted. So our work, why do we come to church? We come to church to hear God's word, to work on our minds. Your dressing is your mind. Your walking is your mind. I'm talking what you are hearing. It's not lips. Or tongue, or I am a stammerer. You are hearing my mind. When somebody speaks, you are hearing his mind. Mind. Let this mind be in you. The things Jesus did, he did them because he had a mind. And the word of God, we have to take it and put it into our mind. I can't forgive this girl, the word of God says. By the way, I preached a message this morning, part 5 of The Narrow Way in First Works. Go to the podcast. You may easily not go to heaven because you didn't hear that message. The narrow way. I mean, I've seen this sexy girl. And I don't, you know, her type, the type, the skin, the voice.
The hair. Oh. The nose, the lips. The skin. The way she walks. Her legs. Even
you are crying? Renew your mind. A girl is either a sexy material or a Christian sister based on your mind. The mind, your mind is not a passive, it's not just there. The mind is not a passive part of your life. It's very alive. You must work on it. Because it's showing people who you really are. Nobody has interacted. Only heaven knows your spirit. Only heaven knows your spirit. Nobody knows your spirit. We know that you are spiritual because of your mind. We know your spirituality because of your mind. How your mind is what made you speak to your husband. So we know your spirituality based on your mind. And what is in your mind came from your spirit. So some of you, you have blocked the pores and the channels that connect your spirit and your mind, your soul. You've blocked them. So be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted, yes, way. And there is nothing you can do, Jesus. I see angels. I see angels. I see angels. Sweet spirit, be magnified. Sense angels, be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted. Holy Spirit. You guys are disturbing the preaching. I don't like it. And as you are in the spirit, your husband comes and says that, Cecilia, the keys to the car. Again. I don't know what happened, sir. What happened? You fear hands up about me. And there is nothing. Yeah. Look, I don't like the way you make it. Oh Lord. My eyes are on you. Then Bishop Covey is on the stage and he senses a sweet spirit. He says, just hold your sister's hand and say, God bless you. Hug a brother. Tell the person, we are together again. Greet three people. Just praising the Lord. We are, you can hug together again. Oh Jesus, with one accord. Hey, we are together again with one accord. Then I meet a brother because he bought my cement. He has not brought the money for the cement. Then I skip him and come here because he's not brought the money. I've been calling him 5 times. So you see, many of you have blocked the spirit-soul interface. Whatever happens to your spirit remains in your spirit. We are yet to see. There are pastors who are born again who can't stop sleeping with slim girls. But they are born again. The mind is not renewed. I saw a prayerful girl. Everything I'm saying here, you may think I'm acting. I'm a fanti, but I'm not a comedian. I'm a fanti. That one is true. We are the comedians in Ghana, but I'm not a comedian. I'm teaching you. I saw a sister who could travel from Germany to attend a prayer meeting at Accra Sports Stadium.
Germany, or
Ashaman, Germany? Not Ashaman, Germany. Germany, Europe. Prayer. When she does night shift, the night shifts are prayer times. I have lived long enough to see what that girl can do to her mother. You won't believe it. Swine, stupid woman. When you were young, why are you not sleeping around? What nonsense? I'm in. I know another spiritual girl whose husband died. And she was insulting her mother. You said that she was insulting her mother, whose husband also died early in life. And this prayerful spiritual girl said, when your husband died, you didn't know how to take care of your life. So you can't tell me how to live as a widow. Be magnified, oh Lord. The person who sold 5,000 cities into a church project. Send this money here. This man of God here. You should see her talking. One day, I saw her mother's brassiere. The only time I've seen her mother's brassiere. It was about 20 years ago. She held her mother's dress and toyed.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
It's almost like madness. It's like schizophrenia. It's not really a switch. You see, the soul which makes us do the things we do is not yet affected. She's not, you see, your work is to open up the channels, not to block them, but to widen them so that the content of the spirit just pours into your soul. Your soul. You see a lady pastor? You see her talking to her husband, her child. One day I was not in a meeting. But a sister, a girl, she told a Christian brother, fuck off. I'm not joking. I can give you names and dates. Listen to me carefully. I'm talking about the resurrection power. But it's not just power that is in the air. You must take it and work it in you. Work it in you. Fuck off. Really? Then what's the difference between you and a non-believer? It's only when the spirit has affected your soul that when you take your phone, you don't even you will delete the Aviator app, the betting apps. The spirit, the word which is preached, has not affected you. You can hear it, but decide that you will not do it. You see, that's the will, the mind. That's why we say, let's put the Bible aside and deal with the issues well. How can we put the Bible aside and deal with which issues? As for this one, it is the renewed mind that determines what this one does. Your body is the slave of your mind. If your body is sitting here in church, it means your mind made it come to church. I pray that you will read your Bible, that you will listen to me. Jesus said it about hearing the word and doing. Hearing the word and not doing. Luke 6, 49, 48, 47. He who hears and does not do. He who hears and does it, doeth it. It's like unto a man doing. The doing is yours. You must do. The Bible says I must pray. So I'm praying. I like this girl very much. But the Bible does not allow me to commit adultery. Do it. So, Ezekiel 33 says, 28, 29, say, they come, they sit, they hear, but they will not do it. They come, they sit, they hear, but they will not do them. Some of you girls are sitting here. You are into boys. Don't stand. Don't make many catcalls. You are into boys. It means your mind about girl-boy relationship is not renewed. It's the old unbeliever mind. Which we were all. All of us were like that. Never put too much confidence in somebody who has said a sinner's prayer and calls himself born again. We know you are born again when your mind is renewed. This one, he doesn't come here. He's so filthy. My flesh. Don't let the white deceive you. The white. It's just Easter Sunday. This man wearing blue and jeans and square shoes. I've not seen square shoes. Shoes that are square. Shoe that is square. I've never seen one before. I'm telling you, I'm old. You'd be surprised that he's purer than this white man. Some of you husbands in the house, you quarrel like a woman. You are a man. When you are doing your, when you are into yourself, if your wife wonders whether she should have been the man, We are born again, but our minds, the soul is the will to pray, the will to come to church, the will to read your Bible, the will to sacrifice. It's all in the soul. And you must take what is in the spirit and allow it to affect. Never trust somebody who says he's born again. Check the soul. Spirit, there, it is instant. You say the sinner's prayer now, spirit to spirit. But from the front here, after this, the next step is soul. Soul, 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 soul. So you are looking at a pastor preaching with his soul. My soul is talking to you. Because I have flooded my soul with the content of my spirit. You are hearing, you are not hearing my spirit. You are hearing my soul. It's my mind. The words I'm speaking, they are from my mind. I form the sentences. I decide which verse to use or not to use. You are your soul. Your dressing is your soul. Your walking is your soul. Your talking is your soul. Allow your soul to be affected by the content of your spirit. Nobody is challenging your spirit. You can't even forgive. Christian wife, you are leading worship on the stage. You can't even forgive. You see, there's a story Jesus told. Let me end. That if we have a sacrifice and you are taking it to the altar, and you remember that your brother is not happy with you, has a problem with you, leave the gift at the altar and first go back. Not that you are angry with him. He has an ought against me. Give me New Living Translation or Message Bible. Somebody has something against you. I'm going to tell you something. I'll teach you something to take home. This one is takeaway. Message Bible. Message. And you suddenly remember a grudge, a friend. So, me, I have no problem with him. He is the one offended by the way I preached last Sunday. And in the preaching, I said that fantasies are comedians. And I didn't know that he's just trying to propose to a girl. And before they came, he told the girl that he's a fanti. So now the girl is wondering whether she's going to beloved a comedian. So I'm in my house. That is when Ethel came and said, she overheard Brother Samuel say that He's very bored with me. That, I mean, the church, instead of concentrating on the message, I'm disgracing tribes. My sin in life. Who is angry with me? But the way Jesus told the story can deceive you. You may think that the subject of the discussion is the man going to the altar. You may think that the man with the altar sacrifice is the subject. I'll show you that somebody else is a subject. He said, leave it there. And come. I'm showing Christianity. Now, when you come to him, you may think that I am the one the Bible and the angels are looking at. That I'm humble. I've come to you. The Bible says that when I leave your house, when I leave your house, I should be able to go and give the sacrifice. You're not thinking deeply. When I leave your house, give me one verse. You have mixed them. Please separate the verses. Then and only then. He said, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend, Sammy, and make things right. Then and only then, come back and work things out with God. Which means that I shouldn't leave his house and come and collect the sacrifice and go back home. Why will I go back? Because he's still unhappy with me. When I come to you, your only option is to drop the matter. Because from your house, I should be able to give. If you don't drop the matter, it means that I can't. So if somebody comes to you and says sorry, drop it. Heaven expects that anybody is, you see, so that one is not even mentioned. I mean, it's expected that once the brother has come, everything should be worked out so that you can. So the discussions in your house are not even, but it's so key. Because I can leave your house. Says me, what you've done, Charlie, please. I can't. So when I leave your house, things are not right. So what do? I should just go and collect my sacrifice. Wow. Maybe I'll try again. But for as long as he has. Some of you are blocking people's sacrifices. And that seed you have sown. Hayakataka. You won't drop a matter. Your wife offends you. I'm saying that you have never thought that the person who is bored does not have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. What is your responsibility? Drop it. So that from your house, see me on the altar, but he has made it possible for me to stand on the altar. That's a Christian brother. That's why I said, don't let the events in your soul be cut off. In your spirit, be cut off from your soul. Allow yourself to forgive. Allow yourself to drop things. A sister came to me this morning and said, I should allow something, 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 something. As she spoke, I said, I have to change my mind about something. And Bishop told us many years ago that what is the use, a Lebanese man told him, what is the use of a mind which doesn't change? That is a mind which is blocked from all the sweet events in the spirit. Anytime you hear a word, it should be able to change either your mind, your soul, your emotion, your will. Any word you hear which doesn't change you in any, your will, your spirit, your mind, doesn't change. It's like as you came. God said that when you come from the east gate, you must leave by the west gate. If you enter by the south gate, you must leave. That is, nobody leaves as he came. As for our spirit is the same, born again, spirit filled. But the mind, you should be able to come to church. And after church, break up a relationship with somebody. I can't work with you again. We can't continue. I can't sleep with you. I know your husband. I also have a wife. We can't. Why? Nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless. That is Peter. He allowed the word of God to change his mind. What was his mind? Where I'm standing, we've been fishing here for the past 6 hours. Nothing. Where I'm standing. If there's any place to throw a net, it won't be here. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'll forgive her. At thy word, I'll attend the meeting. At thy word, I'll say sorry to my wife. At thy word, I'll say sorry to my son. At thy word, after church, I'm going to call my daughter. At thy word, after church, I'm going to call my landlady and say, I'm sorry for the way I spoke. When somebody is broke and hasn't paid the rent, he is very irritated, he's under pressure. I'm sorry I didn't speak. It's because of the money issues. When will you say you went to church and you heard a message? And the message, I'm doing this because of the message I heard. When will the word of God leave your spirit into your soul? When? I'm saying that when as I'm speaking, your spirit is receiving the word. When will it show up in your emotions, in your words, in your will? When? I'm asking a question in English. Say, when will the word of God show up? When? Oh, Teddy. Feeling so beautiful. Feeling so good. Teddy. Meanwhile, for the past 3 years, it's even Teddy who starts. But today's message, as the hand is coming to you, you hold the hand. Say, no more. Put it down. Leave the house. At thy word. For the body, it's just waiting for the next instruction. If you tell it, sleep with Susie. Say now. When I say it, you say now. Sleep with Susie. Chase Betty. Add Andrew to your husband. Bet now. Go and smooch Lydia.
No.
Say now.
No.
Don't go to his house to apologize.
No.
Sit down. Don't go. Don't go. He offended you. He should come. I said, the body. Paul, I want to show you as I end. How useless the body is. He said, Paul said, for I know that in me, that is, then listen on. Give me that scripture. For I know that in me, then into brackets. Why do you think he wrote bracket? Because he, Paul, he has a soul. He has a spirit. And he has a body. He has to say, which one? I know that in me, and this time say, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. The body is I'm a reverend, but this body is a sexy body. There is nothing good here. Not your own believer body. Now. A Christian can quarrel. A Christian girl. You can quarrel and now your hand is like this. Doing this. Christian girl. Hey! When you are not born again, dear, how are you quarreling? Stand up and lift your two hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Lift your hands. I was going to preach about give thyself holy. But next week we'll talk about it.
Lord,
lift your two hands.
For the
I didn't come prepared for this one, but the Holy Spirit has spoken. Lift your hands. Lift your hands.
Power to spiritual
and ask the Lord to have mercy on you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Lift your hands and pray.
Re pala da ba ya da la ba 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 shele pele be re ka pa ya ba 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 le ma ta ya ba le pa pa ye ka ta ya ba 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 re pe te ye pele ka ta ya ma na ma Lord have mercy kala da ba re pe ta ya ba la do sha pa la ba ma de le pa ya ba ba.
Let my spirit affect my soul.
Oh, yes, Lord, let my spirit affect
so that my soul
mandala ba ba ba.
Which is the main man? The main man is not the body. The main man is the soul. Your will is there. Your emotions are there. Lift your hands.
Oh Jesus, Kalabaha, Rebele de Padi.
What you will do tonight depends on your soul.
Mandili baby
tonight. It's your soul.
Katayaba Rebele de Bebe.
Whether you are going home to continue the quarrel with your husband, it's your soul. That's why we go to the word of God to hear it, read it. It enters our spirit, and because the interconnections are big, it just flows into your soul. Your mind is renewed. That's when the power of God is released. Being born again means that your mind is renewed, because you are your mind born again, born again, a better version. That is the mind, the mind, the mind, your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind.
Mandini
Pakata Yakahata
Yana sana maya daba shatabaha. The mind.
Le papaya bala baba. Reka de pelebe shalini maha.
The mind.
Rebele kataya
baba. The mind.
Mandili paya be.
The mind. I will never talk to her. It's a mind. I will never talk to him. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your mind, your will, your emotions, your will, your will, your emotions. Maya Baba, Haya da Baba. Can you lift your hand for just 10 seconds and receive grace?
I receive grace.
Receive grace.
I receive grace.
Grace to be born again.
Yes, yes, yes.
Grace to be renewed.
Mandaya, paya,
grace to be brand new.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Ah, mayata, ba, ba, ba. Change me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Grace to change.
Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord.
Let the content of my spirit
yes, yes.
Now affect my soul. How I talk. How I walk, how I think, how I decide, how I analyze. Oh Jesus, let it affect me. Thank you. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, there's somebody here whose heart is on fire. He wants to come and bow his knee to Jesus and say, Lord, I surrender all. I give it all to you. As every head is bowed, if you are here today, you're going to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus. In fact, it's not that I want to receive Jesus. He himself is calling me. I can feel the Father drawing me. I've not felt like this before in a church service. Pastor, pray with me. If you are here, you want Jesus to come into your life. Lift your hand now. Yes, lift it high. It's a somebody's change. Somebody's moment has come. I see your hand. Lift it high. Lift it high. Yes, yes. If it's just one person, only one, it's enough. God has done it. Lift your hand. Pastor, pray with me. There's someone standing here. Look, your soul needs to be saved. The Bible talks about the saving of the soul. The saving of the soul. The saving of the soul. He says, the soul that sinneth, because it's the soul that sins. The mind unrenewed. The soul that sinneth. Lift your hand high. I want to pray with you. Pastor, I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. I can see your hand. Lift it high, 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 high. I see you. I see one person. Lift your hand high. I see another person. Who else wants to surrender to Jesus? You may never get it like this again. Today, I see. If your hand is lifted, I want you to leave your seat now and come to me here. Come, come, take your Bible and come. Yes, at the back, come. I see you, come. Yes, keep coming. Come running.
Come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Come running!
Oh, 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 come running.
It's happening now to somebody.
Come
run.
Running to the mercy seat where Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
I like the way this girl has raised her hand. When you say we surrender, it's not spirit only. I surrender my mind. I don't think the way unbelievers think. my will, my decisions must be taken towards God, towards His kingdom, towards obeying Him. Lift your hands and say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I want the church to join me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I realize.
I am a sinner.
My soul.
My soul.
Please. There's somebody here. I hear you must come to the front here. It's not that you are going to die next week. Oh, today's decision will affect the rest of your 80 years on earth. There's somebody here. I don't know, but I feel in my heart that you must come and surrender to Jesus. I don't know who you are. I've stopped. I was praying. I've stopped. You want to give your life to Jesus. Leave where you are standing and come to the front here. Let's pray. Have mercy on me, Lord. Say, have mercy on me, Lord.
Have mercy on me, Lord.
I have sinned.
I'm dirty.
I've sinned.
My soul is dirty.
I ask you, Lord.
Wash me.
With the blood of your son.
The blood of your son.
Jesus.
Save me.
Save my soul.
Save my mind.
Save my spirit.
Save my will.
Save my emotions.
From today,
I subject my soul
to the power of your word.
And your voice.
I'm born again.
I'm starting a new life. And I walk with you.
I'm clean.
Because the blood
of your son
has washed me.
I'm renewed.
I'm new.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
If you sat in the service, then you should know. In fact, you, this group, I should even say, go back and sit down. Because you are going to now allow the word to start affecting your mind. But a baby is a baby. That's why I'm going to give you mothers. With your team. No. Please go back. Today, the media, audio, and projection, you're on duty. All of you, descend. You're on duty. The roster is in my spirit. I release it. I don't print it. All those doing hearing and seeing campaign. Cut a little of the beard. It's too much. And a young man, 5'5". I don't know what to do. I know a girl who says she likes a guy with 5'5". But I doubt it. It's a mind. Are you happy you came to church? Have you learned something today? What is going to change in your life from today? These pastors are going to visit you. They will teach you. They will love you. They will rebuke you. They will correct you. They will bring you to church. And your life will not be the same again. So please go with them. There's a boy sitting behind the computer. Rise up and come now. And let's clap our hands and welcome our pastor to close us in 5 minutes. Keep clapping.
Come on, let your hand clap be louder.
Wow, what a way. Wow. Oh.
Take out your communion. Today's communion is for resurrection power. Oh. Communion for resurrection power.
Oh, yes.
As you eat the body of Jesus Christ, the flesh of Jesus Christ,
which was broken for you,
you are receiving resurrection power.
Amen.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it.
Which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing,
the blood of Jesus Christ,
which we bless,
the blood of Jesus.
The blood carries the power.
Oh, yes.
As you drink the blood of Christ today on Resurrection Sunday, I declare that the resurrection power is being released in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
It will sustain you. It will make you whole.
Now lift up your hands.
Oh, yes.
Because you are receiving power.
Jesus.
You are receiving power. Just lift up your two hands. You are receiving power.
Amen.
The spirit that raised Christ from the dead. You are receiving of that spirit this afternoon.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Receive it. Receive it in your soul.
I receive it.
In your soul.
I receive it.
When I see.
And now I declare that anything that blocks your soul
Jesus.
From receiving of your spirit
Jesus.
Is being cleared away in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Anything that prevents your soul
Jesus.
From being affected
Jesus.
By the change in your spirit
Jesus.
Is being cleared away
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive resurrection power.
I receive it.
That power heals your body now in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
That power heals your mind now in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. I declare that that power heals your heart
yes.
now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive healing
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
The power that raised Christ from the dead.
Jesus.
It is renewing your mind in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
I declare it.
Oh Jesus.
I declare it.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your body
oh,
and for your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Don't sit down yet because I want us to appreciate a gift
oh,
that God has given us.
A gift. Oh, yes. 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 Yay. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes.
You know, listen. If you've been on a roller coaster before, one of the things that happens that is designed such that anytime you think that you've seen the wildest curve, it's like, oh, this one there. The next one is even wilder. Because last week I thought that I would not hear a message like last week. I thought I would not hear a message like last. Because last week's message, I've never heard a message like that before. But today. I said today.
Hey.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay.
No. Today is the reigning champion.
Oh, yes.
No, today is the reigning champion. So I don't know what will happen next week. Hey. But I thank God for the gift he has given us. Our pastor. Oh. Our father.
Yes.
What a blessing. And you know. This is the type of message that, you know, as I stood there at a point, I kept telling myself that it's too much. It's too much. I'm not able to soak it all in. That's why you need to go back to the podcast and soak it in gradually. Because the revelations that have flowed today, they are very thick. I've never heard anybody explain these verses like this before. I've always wondered that when the Bible says dividing asunder, that thing, I feel like I don't understand it. And I was right. Today I've understood it.
Wow.
Yeah. Today I've understood it properly. Oh, so I bless God for the teacher he has given me.
Thank you, Father. Yeah.
I bless God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishop, thank you. You see, and he said something at the end. He said, I didn't come to preach this. I came to preach. I think, give thyself holy. Today would have been part six. Part six. God, I noted. Today would have been part six. So today was supposed to be give thyself holy part six. Like, we're going to maybe, if God allows us, continue from point eight. But this is what tells you that God has spoken to us.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
God has just spoken to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe that one day somebody here will arrive in heaven and you receive a crown because of this message that you heard. Because suddenly the tricks with which Satan was dribbling you, suddenly they have all been stripped naked. How many of you feel like you have suddenly discovered that, that is why? But you have been wondering why you are a born again Christian and still when Kennedy comes. Still,
hey.
You are not able to resist. But through the gift that God has given us, today you have understood.
Yes.
I said today you have understood.
Yes.
Clap your hands loudly.
Yes.
Oh. You know, and the illustration that he gave. So this message, even I don't know if the audio will do it for you. You need the video dimension. Yeah, this message, you need the video people, can we have that illustration cut out and sent to us? Cut it out and send it to us. We need it. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Hey! Oh, clap your hands one more time. God has visited us. God has blessed us. Bishop, thank you. 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 You know, I can just see myself one day using this illustration and they'll say, hey! You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know where I'm coming from. What a blessing. Why don't you give the Lord an excited hand clap and shout, make some noise, make some, show some excitement.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yay. Hey. Come on.
And I tell you, Bishop, when you are preaching, we are quiet because the magnitude of the revelation, it leaves us confused. It leaves us confused because for the first 20, 30 minutes, I was speechless. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I've always wondered, dividing asunder, what does that thing mean? I mean, I know what it means, but I don't understand why he's saying that. But today I've understood it. Yeah. I've understood it. I've also understood why you behave the way you behave. But from today, your mind is being renewed in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Clap your hands and take your seats. Oh, I've enjoyed myself. You know, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you eat good food. You know, you see that, yes. Oh, what a blessing.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.